Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1208. Visible translated text is as follows. Through the factory without stopping, easily, quickly, and economically, manufactured. On Friday evening, I got home at about 6:30, had my supper, washed up, then went with my wife to the residence of her uncle, Mr. Carl Wolfsheimer on Washington Street, whereup my wife and Mr. Wolfsheimer and his wife and myself played a game of cards, bridge for the balance of the evening. My wife and I returned home and retired at about 11 o'clock. On Saturday, April 26th, I rose between 7 and 7:30 and leisurely washed and dressed, had my breakfast, caught a Washington Street or Georgia Avenue car, I don't recall which, at the corner of Washington and Georgia Avenue and arrived at the factory on Forsyth Street, the Forsyth Street plant, at about 8:30 is my recollection. On my arrival at the factory, I found Mr. Holloway, the day watchman, at his usual place, and I greeted him in my usual way. I found Alonzo Mann, the office boy, in the outer office. I took off my coat and hat and opened my desk and opened the safe, and assorted the various books and files and wire trays containing the various papers that were placed there the evening before, and distributed them in their proper places about the office. I then went out to the shipping room and conversed a few minutes with Mr. Irby, who at that time was shipping clerk, concerning the work which he was going to do that morning, though, to the best of my recollection, we did no shipping that day, due to the fact that the freight offices were not receiving any shipments due to its being a holiday. I returned to my office and looked through the papers and assorted out those which I was going to take over on my usual trip to the general manager's office that morning. I then turned to the invoices. Defendant's Exhibit 25 to 34, covering shipments which were made by the pencil factory on Thursday, April 24th, and which were typewritten and figured out on Friday, April 25th, by Miss Eubanks, the stenographer who stays in my office. She had hurried through with her work that day, previous to going home, so she could spend the holiday in the country where she lived. I didn't get to checking over those invoices covering those shipments on Friday, due to the fact that Mr. Schiff and myself were occupied on the entire day until we left the factory, with the payroll, especially, as these invoices covering shipments which were made on April 25th ought to have been sent to the Q's Tomers, I got right to work in checking them. Now, I have those invoices here. Defendant's Exhibit 2534. These papers have not been exhibited before, but I will explain them. You have seen some similar to these. Of all the mathematical work in the office of the pencil factory, this very operation, this very piece of work that I have now before me, is the most important. It is the invoice covering shipments that are sent to customers, and it is very important that the prices be correct, that the amount of goods shipped agrees with the amount which is on the invoice, and that the terms are correct, and that the address is correct. And also in some cases, I don't know whether there is one like that here. There are freight deductions, all of which have to be very carefully checked over and looked into, because I know of nothing else that